Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs with you through until four here on TalkSport, where this afternoon we bring you the long-awaited second TalkSport five-a-side match between Breakfast and the All-Stars.
Yes, this afternoon many of TalkSport's finest footballing talent, that's Charlie Baker and Ben Fletcher, will do battle for the coveted TalkSport trophy, and we'll be hearing from many of them in the build-up to the kick-off.
And following the unceremonious sacking of Alan Brazil from the role of Breakfast gaffer, Ali McCoist and Shabana Hearn donned the manager's bench coats, with Alan Pardew and Ollie Mears doing the honours for the All-Stars.
We'll, of course, bring you full live commentary of the game itself, courtesy of Ollie Clink and his sideman Neil Razor Ruddock. And Jim White will be patrolling the touchline to chat to the players and managers at mid-match. It's all on YouTube.
So it is all on YouTube, lot. Yeah. Last time, a great many of you watched it either live or afterwards. Mm. So if you would like to watch live this afternoon, you can watch the show unfold, watch the guests, and indeed watch the game. And it is quite a production we've got for you. Steadicam we walked into today. It's going to be like watching a Sky match in miniature. Yeah. It's 5 minutes past one. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. We've got some great talent here today.
We have.
Some real genuinely fine players.
Well, I mean, Troy Deeney, for example. I wouldn't want to come up against Troy Deeney, which Charlie Baker, who's waving at us now, will be a little bit later on. Troy's obviously kept himself in nick. He was playing for Forest Green only about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
I know. Slight advantage.
You'd bounce off him, wouldn't you?
I like the kits, though. The neon yellow shirts. Not great for the fuller figure, as modelled by Ben Fletcher.
Yes. Where is it's he? A touch fitted, isn't it?
He's wearing his medal from the last time. You know, medals on the tables. He's got a medal on his chest. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it was one of his finest moments.
It was, yeah.
Last time, one of the issues we had when we had the first game between Breakfast and the All-Stars was the little matter of keeping score. And no one really did it. This time we've got a state-of-the-art piece of kit with allows to, basically one of those little flip charts. Yeah. But at least we'll know what the score is. Because last time Alan Brazil kicked off and he said that it should never have gone to penalties because Breakfast lost on penalties. He was raging.
Raging.
After the game.
He was.
Raging to the point that they didn't want him back. They sacked him. It's incredible, isn't it?
Nothing to do with the fact that he's gone skiing or whatever it is.
No, that's right. Okay. It's just a little radio conceit. Don't smash through the fourth wall. One of the other stories was...
This game happens so often, he's going to suffer from fixture congestion soon, really.
We'll have to have double headers. The Moose played last time.
I know, he's absent.
Yeah, apparently he was offered the opportunity this time and decided not to. I've got no idea why that is. He's that good, he just doesn't want to show off the skills too often.
He did well, didn't he?
He did well. The ball hit him a few times when he was trying to cover his face, but I suppose, he did quite well. So let me give you some of the players that are going to be playing this afternoon. This is pretty tidy. Let's give you some of the Breakfast team you'll see. Gabby Agbonlahor is the skipper, and we'll catch up with Gab later on. Again, man, he looks like he keeps himself...
he's wearing the black kit.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Keeps himself in good nick. Troy Deeney, aforementioned.
Tremendous.
We're expecting a lot from him. Jermaine Pennant. We know Jermaine's very good. In the first game, he was one of the star performers. Sam Matterface. Sam looks like he can play a bit.
Yeah. Will he be commentating on himself?
He probably
he
will be. That thing you used to do when you score to go on the playground, you'd go,
what a goal by
Matterface. And it's a goal. Dean Saunders, slightly more advanced years than some of the other players we've mentioned, but he was very good last time, Dino, wasn't he?
It's a good player.
You never lose it.
No,
you never lose the touch.
I don't think you do. Even Alan, when he played all those years ago.
Yeah, that's right. But no, the body may go, but the mind is still sharp. Tom Skinner.
Bosch.
Who opened a Bosch one in from into the top
he's
corner.
He's just stepped off a plane, apparently.
Has
so
he really?
It may affect his stamina.
Okay, so he's getting his excuses in early. And Hugh Woosencroft.
Never seen Hugh play, but I mean, he looks pretty fit.
Yeah,
pretty
he looks
athletic.
Like he looks after himself. Now, that is that's some of the players you're going to get in breakfast. Now the All-Stars. The All-Stars players have got a bit
misnamed, isn't it?
They've got a bit of a problem. They feel that they've been shortchanged in terms of personnel. But let me run through it if you think it's a fair fight. Darren Bent is the skipper. Bent, he was telling us before he went on air with Andy Goldstein yesterday, they a bit of a tight hammy. So again, he may be getting his excuses in early.
Yeah, that's true.
Another Darren Ambrose, and it was very noticeable in the first game that we had last summer that those two really combined well together.
They played
together at Charlton. A bit of a sixth sense with those two, so watch out for that. Jamie O'Hara, I think, didn't play last time. He was away, wasn't he?
I think he was. I was listening to Breakfast this morning, and Jamie claims, I don't know if he claims this himself, but they were saying that Jamie claims to be one of the best five-a-side players in the world.
I would imagine he is good. I would imagine he's in the world.
That's what
Blimey.
He said.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we'll find out at our past two, won't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Spencer Oliver, again, I wouldn't mess with him.
No, but he's a great boxer.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Okay, thank you very much. Damning with faint praise.
Well, I'm trying to be.
Alex Crook. Crookie played last time. He didn't do too
Not
bad.
Not too bad, yeah.
Apparently, though, walking from the station, he reckons he's done a hamstring himself. So that doesn't bode well, does it?
Ideal,
just
it?
Walking from South Bermondsey.
Only 10 minutes.
Rory Jennings, who put himself about last time, covered some ground. Sort of young and enthused. He's like a Yorkshire Terrier, wasn't he? Just sort of ratted around a bit. Ben Fletcher, well, you know Fletch, he scored a goal, didn't he? Wasn't it a header in the first game? And it's like Molly Sugden's bridesmaid. Whenever you chat to Fletch these days, he talks you through his goal that he scored in the talk.
Didn't he get the winning penalty, though?
Didn't Charlie save the winning penalty?
Because we'll have to ask him.
Charlie Baker is in the team as well, and he scored against Max Rushton, a real kind of warm-up double, and he was delighted, and of course have never reminded Max about that.
Max not coming from Australia.
No, sadly not. He was in town last time, but I don't think the budget would stretch to that. Dean Ashton, I should point out. Ashton. Yeah. Again, Dean picked up a very bad injury, as we know, that kind of curtailed his career. We hope he's all right. We're going to have a chat with him in a minute. I don't think he plays very often. I think it was only Alan Pardew, his co-manager. Of course, it's Ollie Mears and Alan who are looking after the All-Stars team. So we'll be chatting to Dean in a few moments' time, talking a bit of football as well as breaking football stories today. One of which, Andy, is something you wanted to talk about. I've only just seen this story. Chelsea fans, this is the headline, Chelsea fans have significant concerns about the club's future. It's the supporters group have written to the co-owners, Bowley and Egbali, and said they are feeling amongst fans that the mood is lowest since the early 80s and could be close to irreversible toxicity. What do you make of that?
Absolute nonsense, honestly. The website's going mad, the chat site, because everyone's saying the same thing. These people don't speak for us. They don't speak for me. I think it's ridiculous. So entitled. Could you be more entitled? You might not like the way they've gone about the business, the new owners, but they've got a plan. They're sticking to their plan. They've set it out. They've got young players. Certainly a big improvement on last season. They've got to the semi-final of the Cup. They've got to the Carabao Cup final. They could have won that quite easily. They're two games in hand. If they win those, they'll be above West Ham. I think it's ridiculous, absolutely ludicrous for them to come out and do... A lot of it, people think it might be heading off the season ticket increases. They're worried about that.
And right.
Because that side of it, I understand.
You're at games every week, aren't you? So do you sense it being any more toxic than it's been in the past?
No, not really. I think there's a bit of, you know, bit of apathy about it. It's been a difficult 2 years. You know, no club has ever gone through what Chelsea have gone through. You know, in terms of change of ownership in the way it happened.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with what these people did. I wouldn't have done it this way. I would have done it more the Newcastle way. I would have done more what they did with the women's team, actually.
Yeah,
which was basically leave it alone, basically, and add some quality, four or five quality players.
Yeah.
That's why I wouldn't have blown the whole thing up, dismantled
it. Was that classic thing of new owners coming in and wanting to make a big splash.
So that's what they've done. And they'll have made mistakes. They'll have known they made mistakes. But on the other hand, they bought some very good players. I think the future looks pretty rosy. Not necessarily this season or next season.
Whether you agree or not, Andy, the supporters trust the statement does come from a good place. If they are trying to head off a sizable increase in season
tickets. And I get the fact they're worried about the away travel and all that side of it. That's absolutely fine. But this idea that it's... become toxic and it's irreversible. Honestly, have they never been to football? How irreversible is it? If they won the FA Cup, it wouldn't be that irreversible, would it?
Yeah.
It's absolute nonsense.
Okay, well, there we are. Andy's had his say. Thank you, caller. Mm. So we're going to be having a chat with Dean Ashton. And we'll talk a bit of England with Dean, because it looks like Harry Kane could be in a bit of trouble for that first game. He's struggling a bit. There's no point taking a chance in a friendly against Brazil, is there? If he's not 100%,
don't put him in.
Yes, the statue. It looks like it's made of chocolate, doesn't it? It looks edible.
It's so difficult with statues, isn't it? Yeah. Sometimes everybody knows it. Sometimes they're brilliant.
There's the old school statue that we've known over the years, and there's this kind of modern one that we saw with the Ronaldo one, which is almost like cartoonish. Mm. It's a touch cartoonish.
Caricature.
They've got nowhere to put it, have they?
Where wouldn't it be outside Spurs eventually?
Well, no. Originally, it was going to be somewhere over where he was born, sort of Hyams Park, Walthamstow, sort of Chingford way. But that is Tottenham country, but it's also West Ham country.
So the statue of Daniel Levy.
They were slightly
that's more likely to happen.
Slightly worried of it being defaced if it sat somewhere in that part of the world. So that's why it's not gone up. It was going to sit on a bench somewhere like Forrest Gump. But it hasn't happened yet, so we'll see what happens. Talk a bit of England with Dean. A bit of Wales with another Dean. Dean Saunders, of course.
Big game tonight.
Huge game against Finland tonight. We had a chat with Sam Vokes yesterday, and we'll get Dino's take on that. But we're really going to be building up to the match. That's what it's all about. The live game kicks off at 2:30. It's 25 minutes each way. They're going to have a little short break at halftime. As we said, it's quite a production number. We've got done a fantastic job production-wise. It's brilliant, isn't it? We've got so many cameras on this.
Excellent. We've even got VAR review. You'll see that if you look on YouTube.
Yeah, we have got VAR review.
I must apologise to one of our oldest listeners, Blind Dave Healy, who very kindly
carved
a trophy out of wood. But
Management wanted to go with one we bought from Timpsons.
I know. They've gone with that one, so sorry, Dave. I'll present the other one tomorrow.
The trophy we've got here does look like it's been nicked from some football club social. You know what I mean? It looks like someone's had it out of the bar.
Or golf.
Doesn't look like it's been made for us. It could be an old golf trophy or something.
Has it got any writing on it?
It looks a bit moody.
It's got a sticker. Oh, no, it has no writing. Oh, no, it says TalkSport versus Parliament.
Okay. There we are. Really? Another little peek behind the curtain then. It was an old trophy. I remember that. I played in that game.
Andy Burnham,
Mayor of Manchester, played. He was quite a tidy player.
Yeah.
They had a couple of ringers in, didn't they?
Yeah, the MPs.
They had this bloke who was... They said he was a spad. They said he was a special advisor. Yeah, the way that Lionel Messi is a special advisor. That's some right moody
ringers. I played
ringers.
In goal, if I'm right. I did all right, if I remember
right. Yeah, you did. You did well that day. Anyway, we digress.
We do.
We'll be chatting to all the players in the build-up to the game, the commentary. Jim White's going to be here patrolling the touchline. We hear from the managers as well. So that's all to come. It's Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs. We are live from Millwall this afternoon for the second TalkSport Trophy match.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
And we're going to cross to the breakfast management team of Siobhan Ahern and Ali McCoist.
Hey, lads. There's no point in messing about here. You know the importance of this fixture, right? As Dino said... I'm proud to be your manager today, right? Very proud to be your manager today. Dino asked me earlier on if I could play, and sadly I can't play. And I'm injured, I've got a bad knee, right? And I feel as though I'm sending my boys into battle without their best tank. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you're going in there without your best tank, but I know you can do it. I genuinely know you can do it. And there was one or two questions asked, boys, about the timekeeping here. But Francis Ngannou said he got to the fight too early with AJ. That was never happening, was. Never happening, was, boys. We were arriving on time. Now, importantly, the one thing, as a manager, I was always very respectful regarding the opposition. However, in this case, I'll make an exception. Have a look at them. Seriously. I mean, seriously. Alex Crook. Right. Charlie Baker, man. There's four or five guys here I don't even know who they are. I think they've dragged them in for a cafe. Dino, it's important, mate. This is really, really important. Talk Sport breakfast. My big mate got a sack. My big mate got a sack last year. He got a sack. Elbowed out, and people think I knifed him in the back, and they would be right. They would be right. I did knife him in the back, because it's a results-driven business. Are we up for this breakfast team?
Yes.
Let's go for it. Come on, well done. I better give you a team. I'm going to give you a starting team. Because that's it, it's finished.
Well, there we are. Beautiful, stirring stuff there from Ali.
Let yourselves down. Don't let your families down. Play like you mean it. Again, as he said, look at that squad over there. You lot are actually half decent, okay? Don't let yourselves down.
Ambrose, right? He's one of the pros. Am I telling a lie? A journeyman. That's what he was. He was a journeyman. No, I'll tell you. Benny. He can't score unless there's a beach ball on the pitch, man. I mean, this is what we're up against. Do you know what I mean? Jamie O'Hara, right? Correct. I had a quick look. I did have a quick look at Jamie O'Hara, and he deserves congratulations for getting into those shorts. I'll tell you right now, fair play him. He's done brilliant getting into those shorts, Jamie. But that's where the compliments. It's finished. It's business.
Let's do it, boys.
Business for breakfast. Come on.
There we are, fighting talk from Ali McCoy and Shabana.
That was so funny, wasn't it? Absolutely.
Taking
brilliant.
No prisoners. A lot of trash talk. I wonder if we're going to get the same level of trash talk amongst the All-Stars team, Ollie Mears and Alan Pardew. Alan's got a very serious-looking sort of notebook there. I think he's a man who means business. Anyway, let's cross to Pards and Ollie Mears for their team talk ahead of the game.
So if anyone that receives a ball off the goalkeeper can't pass it back to him.
Ollie.
All right. Yes, Alan.
We're now entering the kind of formal, official side of the proceedings.
Listen up, guys.
I'd like to all to welcome you all to Millwall, the home of Les Brierley and Terry Urlock. And I would like to see a little bit of that going on. All right? I don't want to come down here and mamby pansies. I have promoted myself today, Darren. As you know, that I'm liable to do that. I am the technical director today. And I will be officiating over Ollie, who is the manager. And he'll be talking to you in a second. And making sure that everybody performs. And I'll judge everybody at the end, including Ollie. So I like to think you put your best performance in. Your best foot forward, right? And stop using this, which you use every day. And use these, right, instead. And we'll see how good you are. So I'm going to hand you over to Ollie, who's going to tell you the team and also give you some words of wisdom.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Absolute honour. Fellas, how you all doing? Feeling good? OK, obviously, I've got to know you briefly over the last 20 minutes or so. we've decided this is the team. Charlie, you're in goal. At the back, we've got Jamie O'Hara. Solid. Alex Crook. Darren Ambrose in midfield. Up top, Darren Bent. You're on there somewhere, Jason. Ashton, Spencer, Jason and Rory, you guys are on the bench. Obviously.
Shoot on sight. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be shooting. But honestly...
There's a newsreader.
But no, lads, honestly, application, that's what I want today. Application. I want you guys to work. This is a massive game. This is for bragging rights at TalkSport. The breakfast team, I know, want this so badly. So every single one of you, give it what you... Like Alan said, you do a lot of talking, but let's do it with the feet now. Let's win this game. Let's bring back that trophy. You guys ready?
Come on.
Let's go.
So there we are. The stage is set. We are 6 minutes from kickoff. We will continue building up to kickoff. The TalkSport trophy. Part two, this time it's personal between breakfast and the All-Stars, is coming up next here on TalkSport.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Good afternoon to the millions listening and the millions watching on TalkSport's YouTube channel. Matches don't get bigger than this. Team Breakfast against Team All-Stars. They're about to get underway here to play for the TalkSport trophy. It costs £3.50 from Sports Direct. But I'm telling you, it's worth way more than that to these players. I'm Ollie Kling, TalkSport's ninth choice commentator. Thanks for your company. As a goal from kickoff. Darren Ambrose puts the All-Stars 1-0 up already. Ollie Mears has a finger in the air. His team are ahead. Razor run it. What do you make of that?
Well, we are at home of football, Millwall Football Club. And in 1 second, Ambrose is scored from the kickoff. Quite amazing. And that must be 25 yards, 1-0.
It's the quickest goal in the history of the TalkSport Trophy. And there's the equaliser.
1-1!
Gabbiad Von Lahore.
Oh!
What a start already.
Did he used to be a footballer? Who do you used to play for? Is this 1-1?
It's 1-1 already.
Oh!
1-1 already.
Oh,
that's handball. That has to be handball.
Oh,
inside the box.
Oh, it touched it before the whistle.
Well, Joe Albright, the referee, has made an extraordinary call there.
Unbelievable.
Team Breakfast up in arms. Ali McCoys is on the pitch. And Joe Albright, who looks a bit like he works at Foot Locker in that get-up, has sent both teams off for half-time in the game. It's Jamie O'Hara over the free kick.
Oh, no. This is
Breakfast
the last chance.
Ball.
Last chance.
O'Hara plays it short. It's given away. And Von Lahore comes forward. And there's the full-time whistle. Team Breakfast have won it.
18-17, the greatest game I've ever seen at Millwall Football Club. An unbelievable scene. McCoys is on the pitch.
Amazing scenes here. Ali McCoys tugs his players. It's pure ecstasy for Team Breakfast. Ben Fletcher applauds his teammates. It is misery for Team All-Stars. The TalkSport Trophy has been won by Team Breakfast. It's finished. Breakfast 18, All-Stars 17.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
If you're just joining us, you've missed a cracking game of football. It was Breakfast versus the All-Stars and it finished 18-17 here at Millwall. It's time then to award the trophies and the man of the match. Let's cross back to your commentator, Ollie Klink.
Thanks, Paul. These are the moments that footballers dream of. Team Breakfast took a gamble. They sacked Alan Brazil. It was controversial, but it has paid off. They are the winners today. Neil Razor Ruddock awaits to hand them the trophy. What a moment for them. What a moment for their manager as well, Ali McCoys. And we heard him with Jim White saying that he will be back and that Alan Brazil won't. Brazil, he said, was desperate for Team Breakfast to lose today in his absence. Well, they've proved him wrong. Stunning performances from Jermaine Pennant, from Troy Deeney, from Gabbiad Von Lahore. Sam Matterface was okay. And they lift the trophy. Team Breakfast are the winners of the TalkSport Trophy 2024. They get their revenge. And now the party can start. Gabbiad Von Lahore lifts it aloft. What a moment for them.
Fantastic, yeah.
Yes, the pomade's flowing.
Beautiful scenes, it really is. The spumante is flowing. They've even knocked the backdrop over at the same time. Well, on fine form this afternoon,
very funny,
was your co-commentator, Neil Razor-Ruddock. Razor, it was a good game. It was a better game than I think we all expected, wasn't it?
Well, when there's a goal scored in the first second from the halfway line, you know it's going to be a great game. I think they've got both teams got to work on the defending. I mean, the poor goalkeepers.
Yeah.
They just, you know, no defending. It was just like...
I thought they did well,
they've done very, very well.
Yeah.
Because the old pros can half-kick it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You've seen the power.
Of that. But there were some great performances and some rubbish ones as well.
Well, you're the man who decides who is the man of the match. So, Razor, who is your man of the match?
Well,
today?
I'm going to go with Deeney. I thought he was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had to play well today because he had, like, pink and blue football boots on. You've got to play well.
Should we get Troy in?
Yes.
Troy, you've... got some good news for you. He's going to pop over for us now. Look at this. He's going to tick it.
So I'd like to announce, it was a tough decision. I mean, Dean's only a six-year-old man.
Yeah.
I mean, what is he doing out there, six-year-old man? But my man in matches, of course, Mr. Deeney. Deeney!
Congratulations. Hey! Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And you won absolutely nothing, to be fair to yourself, but it's personal pride. In your heart.
You know that. Personal
pride. Razor Ruddock thinks I'm good.
Yeah,
don't get any better than that.
You hit one shot, a blaster amazing. From an angle. What a goal. What
I was trying to be nice and, you know, be part of the team spirit, not hit anyone too hard with a ball. We're two down and then the competitive nature comes out.
It's one of them. I mean, you was out the wing. It's one of them moments in life you think, I'll have a shot just in case it goes in.
Yeah.
It could go terribly wrong and everyone shout at me and moan at me.
Are you suggesting I didn't mean to do it?
No, great goal.
Was it you that skirmish at the end with Jamie, trying to sort of wrestling with him? That was great.
No, it was Jamie wrestling with me.
Oh,
yeah. There's been many a person that doesn't realise, as Razor will tell you, there's some battles you can't win. He's just got a back off.
Jay's taking it quite bad. He hasn't left that chair yet.
No,
he's been sitting there.
He's a very angry man.
I know, yes. I can see that. He's not happy. He put those boots on specially at a win, didn't he?
Yeah, we're hoping that there's some footage because there was a nutmeg in there from me. Then there was one with him rolling around on the floor. If we could get it, we'll put it on socials.
He had some great moments as well, to be fair.
He was very good.
He's got fancy footwork.
It's a wonderful left foot. Congratulations from his teammate. Well played, mate.
There has been a bit of a complaint from the All-Stars that breakfast left Jermaine Pennant on the whole time.
Well, it's called football, and if you're a manager, you're allowed to leave your good players off, basically.
But Bosch Skinner didn't get a game, did he, really?
Well, to be fair, his preparation was terrible. He arrived home from last night, Tenerife, last night, the last flight, and this morning he was at Dino's Caf having a fry-up. So, what do you expect?
Has it tempted you out of retirement, Ray? Would you like to play next year?
If it was at the San Siro or somewhere like that, I'd have a go, because I started my career at Millwall. I didn't want to sort of end it here, if you know what I'm saying. There's better places is to end your career.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
And I mean, Mr. Deeney done so well today is that, because his last game, this was a step up in class. So to come from the depths of football to playing class football game like this, he's done well to get man of the match.
It was lovely.
Was it more competitive than you thought, Troy, today?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought we was having a bit of a jolly up, but then you got Mr. Crook, you got a few of the boys who are not footballers are the most aggressive, I would
say.
Yeah.
And is it still hard when the referee makes mistakes?
Yes.
Is it still hard to bite your lip?
Well,
I mean, footballers, we never ever... that's the last thing that sort of goes. Your legs
absolutely.
Go, your mind goes. But when referees make mistakes, your mouth doesn't go.
There was questions about the integrity of the referee. Shall we say. Yeah, there was a lot of brown paper bags being passed around.
I will quote McCoy, the referee's been got at.
Yes.
I think the official line
he said
was,
he's Jackie Trent, right? What a great bit of rhyming,
Snakes.
Yeah, well, 1,000-yard stare.
And when you go like that with a backhand, I think, oh, okay. I mean, I think you'd get banned for that now.
No, you would. But it was a good game. It was a great day, actually, to be fair. Gabby got a bit angry as well. I don't know if you saw that. Lahore takes it a bit too serious. I don't think he wanted Jamie to have anything over him in tonight's show. So he got angry.
Gabby came up to me and said, Raise. I love kicking people. This is great, you know. Yeah, it's brilliant, mate.
So,
boy said, I just like kicking people.
Finally, would you come back next year, Troy? Would you do it again?
Absolutely. I think we need a bigger pitch.
Yeah.
And I think we need to expose some of these presenters for their lack of fitness that they've kept. They've let themselves go. And that's, right. coming from me, Ray.
Sure. Like Matterface. I hear him on the radio sort of slaughtering footballers, and then I see him fall on his backside like with no one around.
He was pleading to come off. He was so desperate. Exactly. He was knackered, wasn't he?
The expert, the football expert. Please, can I come off? Everything's hurting.
Oh, brilliant. Well done, boys.
Thank you.
Thanks. Great work, Razor. Well done, Troy.
Lovely
man of the match
both.
There, Troy Deeney and Razor Ruddock. Brilliant form of Ollie Clink, part of our commentary team. Well, that is us. A very enjoyable afternoon.
Yeah,
finished 18-17 to breakfast. A fantastic game of football. Better than the first game. That was a great game. That was a really, really
that
good
was
match.
Genuinely exciting at the end.
If you've missed it, we will be putting a nice little package together. You'll get extended highlights as you did last time, and we know a lot of you enjoyed that. So thanks to everybody. Thanks to Arnold Clark for making it happen this afternoon. It's the after party now.
Thanks to a big team of people.
Oh, yeah. We have too many names to mention. All the team did a fantastic. It was a huge team putting this together, as I think you'll see in the presentation. But driver up next. I take it Bentley's going to get the old inhaler out, sit alongside Andy for the next 3 hours. And you'll be hearing from a lot more of the players and everybody involved today, the managers. We'll catch up with you tomorrow in the studio.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.